you could clap 3 times, that'd be great. So the camera picks it up and see. Thanks.
Good.
Welcome to the Detailers Cast. My name is Chris. Today I'm joined by Tony from OCD, Optimum Car Detailing. How's things, Tony?
Yeah, all good, Chris. Thanks for the invite.
That's all right. And Tony's been up here today shooting some videos and drop into our podcast and talk about his business. And Tony, how long has Optimum Car Detailing been going?
So we've been going since 2019, just before lockdown. We closed over lockdown. And then reopened again April this year.
Some tough times last year then.
Yeah, definitely. And it was also due to the fact that I was still in the forces, currently getting ready to leave. So I had to concentrate on that first.
So how long have you been in the forces for?
So I was in the army for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
I've completed 2 tours of Northern Ireland, 2 tours of Iraq, 5 tours of Afghanistan, 1 tour of Sierra Leone. And I've been around the country and other countries around the world.
Wow. Busy man.
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
So detailing then, what was your drive in terms of setting up Optimum Car Detailing? What drove you to this?
So from a young age on my driving career, I've always had performance cars. My first car was the Ford Escort RS Turbo Series 2.
Oh, nice.
Ex-show car. Kept it clean, kept it shiny, won a trophy with that. All the way through to my older years now, more recently I had the Focus RS,
yep.
Mark II,
yep.
Which a couple of people will recognise as the Hulk RS. And I won several trophies with that for having it clean and having the best car on show.
All right, I don't.
And just carried it on from there on.
I didn't know that about you. You kept that secret.
Got to keep things under your sleeve sometimes.
Okay. So, Optimum Car Detailing, whereabouts are you guys mainly based?
Okay, so we're located in Lydney, near the Forest of Dean, and we operate from Chepstow right up through the forest up to Newent, and we cover Gloucester and some of Gloucestershire.
So it's a lovely part of the world. I know the Forest of Dean really well, so it's it's stunning around there.
Yeah, not too bad. Really good cycle routes, and the only downside is all the cars seem to be 4x4s, Range Rovers, you know, all the big cars.
Okay, they'll keep you busy.
Definitely.
A good customer base. So what's been the biggest thing that you've realised from, you know, taking this idea of OCD as a concept and then launching it and going live with it?
So OCD started after a drunken conversation, and then putting it into reality was a bit of a jump. Bearing in mind, I was still serving in the forces, as I mentioned before.
Yep.
Coming up with a name, that was quite easy to do. But actually running the business from someone who's not business-minded, we found quite challenging. And it's, you know, we've seen a few curveballs, but we've managed to bat them off. And, I'd like to admit we are going from strength to strength.
That's always nothing to be afraid of or ashamed of at all. It's what running a business is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So when you say some curveballs and some challenges, expand on that a little bit.
So first off, we had a unit when we first operated prior to COVID. And the first curveball we had was where our unit was located. The guy came down with COVID, shut the unit off for 4 months. So we were paying for a unit that we couldn't enter because of a contract.
Wow.
He had COVID, wouldn't let us in, so we were losing quite an ample amount of money just paying for rent for a garage that had all the kit in, but no use out of it.
Yeah, I know the feeling here. Here at Zirconite UK, we had a similar challenge, obviously, with our on-site detailing bay. That was completely closed for the entire period of the first lockdown and for much of the rest of it as well. So I know the pain you guys have gone through. What else?
And then from then on, because I was getting out of the army, we had a break. We had to come up with a new business plan to go fully mobile. Whereas in a unit, it's nice and warm. You can concentrate on what you're doing. Outside, we had to look at things like gazebos, having a generator. If it rains, what do we do? Cold weather kit, warm weather kit. shades, sun cream, fuel if the generator runs out, what to do. You know, there's so many things that we had to look at prior to going mobile. And then, of course, the van. You know, without the van, we wouldn't be where we are now.
And so we're going to shoot some audio and video at the same time, hopefully. Fingers crossed if it all syncs up. But certainly the audio portion of this. But for our listeners on the podcast, yeah, Tony's currently sat in the back of his Transit Custom. It's his bit of your baby, really, isn't it?
It is. So we're currently sat in a long wheelbase Transit Custom with an MRST body kit fully welded onto it. With MRST wheels, which I'd like to, any detail would tell you, are horrendous to clean. She's all graphicked up now, and she's a bit of a beast. We call her the Benga bus.
She's a cracking looking bus. We shot some video today, and you've made a few tweaks to the back of it as well. I see you've put some new additional machine polisher holders in as well.
Yep, that's right. So I've had that van fully kitted out for mobile use, with storage for hoovers, extractors, steamers, etc. I've made a space for my gazebo and covered that up. I've got shelving in the back, as you see in the videos. And again, I've got the machines on show, so if customers walk past, potential customers walk past, they can have a look in and see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's all nicely branded as well. I think you've done a cracking job with that.
Well, they do say that business is brand, so brand everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting conundrum with that, because I fully subscribe to that viewpoint that a business is a brand.
Yep.
I think to a certain degree there are some people out there that kind of put personality ahead of brand, if that makes sense. So it depends what you're looking to achieve with the business. And I know you've been on our accelerator course looking at business development. If you're looking to build a brand around yourself and you're going to be an owner operator, I don't have an issue with being at the forefront of the business, if that makes sense. But if you're looking to grow and scale a business, whilst it's got to have a figurehead to a certain degree, that person can't overtake the brand. Would you agree or disagree with that?
No, I definitely agree. The brands you're making, you know, you can be the arrogant individual that's in charge of that brand, or you can push that brand forward so everyone remembers the brand and not that individual, and support people that support you.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, again, it's about what you want to achieve in terms of moving forwards with your business. If you're looking to scale up, then last thing you want is to a certain degree, like a celebrity face at the front of it. I use the analogy of Tesla, right? Everybody knows Elon Musk is behind Tesla.
Yep.
But you don't buy an Elon Musk car.
No, you buy a Tesla.
You buy a Tesla. Do you see?
Yeah, definitely.
And for us, I think that's a major difference if businesses are looking to scale. And I know you've got plans to scale in the future as well. And you want to go back into a unit, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. The plan is to have a unit so we can concentrate on major details. Keep the van with some members of staff driving around to, you know, I've got that concept that you've always got to remember where you come from. And looking after my clients that I've got now would be my utmost top priority. It's all well and good having a unit, but I wouldn't have got the unit if it wasn't for them clients.
Yeah.
So to keep looking after them. And then once I've got the unit, to then look at training and start training people, become accompanied with a training provider and teach people, because, you know, I'm not a young spring chicken and I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life.
Neither of us are now, buddy, I'm afraid.
But I want to be able to give the knowledge that I've got now from the years that I've been doing it to the younger generation that are coming through.
I think that's a very noble thing to do. So van's looking good. You've got plans and expansion plans in the pipeline for the future. And I guess that's a little bit off at the moment. See how this year, maybe next year, pans out.
Yeah. So at the moment, we're currently waiting for the website to be done. Yep. That should be completed within the next week, 2 weeks.
Nice.
Which will be OCD, Optimum Car Detailing.co.uk. And again, that's going to go live in the next week or two. We're just waiting for the punctuation that they haven't put in properly. The finer details of the spelling and stuff like that. And then we'll go live with that. And then hopefully we can concentrate on getting more clients and then pushing the business even more than what we're doing.
Awesome. So I mean, we always tend to ask guys that have grown a business and been successful from the outset, despite ups and downs, because everybody's going to have challenges and good days and bad days in business. If you were going to talk to somebody that was new or considering joining the car care industry or the detailing industry, what advice would you give them?
Don't do it. No, no, I'm kidding. If you've genuinely got a passion for cleaning cars, I would say go to someone who knows what they're doing. Offer to help them, you know, learn off them skills that individual has, you know. Let them take them under your wing, listen to what they're doing, help them, support them by them supporting you, you know. If you still want to do it, then crack on, you know. I've got one guy, I can't mention his name, but I'm like a mentor to him, and I've told him my door's always open. You know, he's starting out in near enough the local area to where I am. He's a weekend warrior, looking to go bigger. You know, I've told him my door's always open, the phone's always there, ring me. If you get stuck, I'll come and help you. You know, do collaborations with people. Push yourself as much as you want and push your business as far as you want. And I'd definitely say do your research prior to jumping in. It's no good watching YouTube videos. You know, you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think mentoring people's a tremendous thing to be able to do. So when you've got opportunity to do that, that's great. And find a mentor is a great piece of advice. And certainly some of the guys that we've got in our network that we've seen that have been mentored by other businesses first and then taken that leap have done, have always come through with a very professional standard. But then similarly, sometimes they've also picked up some bad habits. So what bad habits would you suggest avoiding?
Oh, that's a tough one. Bad habits. I'd probably say safety. I'm a big fan of safety. Bad habits for me would be the people that don't wear the rubber gloves to protect their hands from the chemicals, that don't wear safety goggles, especially if they're outside mobile when the wind's blowing and you're spraying some of these harsh chemicals. You know, that's a major bad habit if you're not wearing that sort of stuff. I still do it now. Every now and then I'll wash the car or a vehicle and then realise I'm not wearing my rubber gloves, just by force of habit. But you've got to protect yourself before you're anything else, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a valid point. And yeah, we're all fall. Gosh, I can't even talk today. We all fall foul of it. You know, you just get a car and you want to get on with a job and get it done. And mind's away and running straight off. So safety is important. We've always banged on about having, whether you're mobile based or unit based, having a copy of all your safety data sheets in hard copy format in a file somewhere so that you can grab them, mainly on the basis that, you know, worst case scenario, you're on a mobile basis, you're at a customer's house, you're doing their car, the kid comes out, picks up a bottle of stuff and decides to drink it.
Yep. Yeah, you're here.
It. Like, it should never happen, but there's always a potential for it to happen. Yeah. And if you don't have the safety data sheet to hand, know what the correct procedure is, know what to advise the medical teams.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it can be quite dangerous and for everybody involved. So, yeah, we've always advocated having those. I think it's a very valid point. Safety does tend to be one of those things we kind of scrimp on a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I always say as well, another bad habit is people not being professional. I've got a military background, so I'm going to have the clean shoes, the iron uniform. You know, all my stuff is labeled up as my business logo. I drive the business logo van. You know, from the moment I step out of the vehicle and I meet that client, I'm representing my business.
Yeah.
You know, the bad habit would be me turning up with a scruffy t-shirt on and blue tracksuit trousers, you know.
All right, Tony.
and the sweaty Nike Air Max trainers that people tend to wear, you know. Yeah. My boots are waterproof. They're polished. I look the part, as well as the service I provide, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't look the part, the bad habit, you're not going to get the business of them nice cars that people want you to work on.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Thanks for having a little pop at me.
Yeah, Chris is laughing because he's currently got blue trackies on.
But I'm not on camera today, so it doesn't matter. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a professional image for customers is imperative. And it portrays more than just the image.
Yeah, definitely.
It does portray that professionalism, so I get exactly where you're coming from. And I guess it's all about selling that value into customers as well. You know, if you turn up, the van looks the part, even if you've driven 100 miles, it's at least relatively clean. It's well sign written. You know, uniform looks good. The van's all well presented. You know, we opened your van when you turned up here today, and we're going to take some more shots of it. It just looks awesome. It looks very professional.
Nice,
and as a consumer or as a customer sat at home, if you pulled up on my driveway, I'd go, yeah, this guy's going to be really good. And that's that first impression straight off the bat that can break down a lot of barriers. So, awesome. Tony, have you enjoyed coming up today to see us?
Do you know what? It's always good coming up to see Team Zirconite. You know, I enjoy it, even though Lorraine doesn't like chocolate cake.
Yeah, you did. It was a lovely gesture, and it was greatly appreciated by me and our kids, because they will love the chocolate cake. But yeah, unfortunately, Lorraine is not a chocolate cake fan. Full stop.
But no, it's been a pleasure coming up here. You know, it's always good coming up here.
Yeah, we love having you guys up here. And what I'd say is, keep doing what you're doing, buddy. It's looking really good.
I think Cheers, Chris.
The future's going to be bright for you. So thanks ever so much. Thanks for joining us on
no worries.
Detailers Cast as well.
Anytime.